Soft Rock 98.1 KUDL. It is 729 now, and we're looking at 69 degrees on our way up to about 83 today. We have some storms that are just kind of hanging out there to the south and southwest of us right now. Pretty significant storms, but they're not moving this way just yet. Trying to decide what to do. Mm-hmm. And you know how, you know, Topeka sucks everything up anyway, so we probably won't
get
it.
Now we're going to get the calls from Topeka, thanks.
We have in the studio with us, and I'm going to put you on that mic right there, and we have Mary B. Lucas, who is in the studio with us today. And we invited Mary to come on the show and talk to us today because she wrote a book about her dad, a tribute to her father. And, of course, since we're talking a little bit about Father's Day, and it's called Lunch Meat and Life Lessons, Sharing a Butcher's Wisdom. And so we're looking through the book, and we thought,
oh, it's great.
This is just so much fun. What a great tribute, and you've done a good job in remembering your father.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, he was from Kansas City, right?
Yeah, actually, he grew up in Eudora, Kansas. He's German background. And then at age 14, he was one of 10 children. And he was really, they needed him to come in and work. And he worked in the meat industry in Kansas City, Kansas, and started sending some money home. And then met my mom, and they ended up staying in Kansas City, Kansas until they moved out to Shawnee. We also have 10 children.
Wow.
I'm number 9 of 10. Joan, Judy, Johnny, Jimmy, Joey, Jerry, Jeannie, Jane, Mary, and Barbara. So, I was named after my mother, Mary, so they already broke the J. I think so.
Wow. So, he was just one of the grassroots common folk.
Yeah, actually, he was one of those people that he was like a go-to person for a lot of people, not just me. I wrote the book all about stories and life lessons he shared with me as I really started my career. When I was younger, I think went to my mom more, but when I got my first job out of K-State, I just got the call, and they said, you've got a job, and I was going to work in the staffing industry, temporary help service, Audio, which is now a Deco, and I got this big job. You know, I was the first person in my family to get a job in an office, really, you know. So I thought it was pretty hot stuff, right? So my dad, who eighth grade education, you know, decides that we're going to have our first sit-down chat, right?
Oh, that's great.
So he sits me down and starts saying, I think it's time we have our first talk, and I think we need to talk about what's going to happen tomorrow on your first day on the job. And I think what you need to remember, Mary, is that the first hunk of meat you sell is yourself.
Wow.
So, it all started with that, and it sounds funny that he would say that, but really, I kind of laughed at him because I thought, right. Do you really want to see saying this to your daughter that going into the professional world, the first hunk of meat you sell is yourself? But
it made sense to
him.
Yeah.
Well, when he looked me deep in the eyes and he said, I'm serious. You're never going to get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
You can turn it into any fancy words you want, but if you just think about it tomorrow, your first day, and every day you meet someone new in your job and you're going to meet a lot of new people, you better remember the first hunk of meat you sell is yourself. And there's lots of little bits of wisdom like that.
Yeah.
Stories that my dad shared with me and helped me through, you know, a great career. That it's funny, being in the professional world, I think the best coach I had was my dad, who would come back with little bits of wisdom. And, you know, the second thing he said was, okay, and don't forget the comeback sauce. Make sure you slather the comeback sauce on everybody you meet, because that's the best way you're going to build your own career and your business.
Now, what does that mean, the comeback sauce?
Well, he told it to me in his version. He said when he opened his first Bickelmeyer Meats in Kansas City, Kansas, he said, I opened up. At that point, he had 5 children, and he said, so I had 7 mouths to feed. I put every bit of money into opening the meat market. And about 2 weeks after I was open, one of my employees came back and said, we heard some guys talking about down at the bar. They were talking about they're going to get together, all your competitors, and they're going to, every time you advertise, they're going to put every single pound per price you advertise, they're going to do 10 cents per pound cheaper.
Uh-oh.
And they can figure they can get you out of business pretty quick. And he said, he just laughed out loud and said, the joke's on them. We don't have any money to advertise, guys. All we got is comeback sauce. So every time somebody comes in the market, you make sure you put a little bit of comeback sauce on them. I don't care what it is. Yeah. If they ask for a pound, give them a pound a little bit more and wink at them and say, I just gave you a little bit more.
Get them to come
or,
in.
give them something, a smile, a thank you, something that makes them want to come back and feel like, I want to not only give you more business, but I'm going to tell people about you. And 60-plus years later, Bickelmar & Meese is still a thriving business, and it's all because I think the comeback sauce, it's all word of mouth. There's not a lot of advertising goes on.
Yeah.
So I think it's all those kinds of things that are making this book special. And I never intended to publish it. It was a gift to my family. When my dad died a couple of years ago, I was worried that all of his bits of wisdom would be lost. In fact, Kansas City Star wrote an article about him after he died that said, Shawnee loses city philosopher. And the Armourdale District had a really nice article about businessman of the decade is lost. And so I thought, my sons, I have two boys, Chase and Nick, my youngest son is the youngest grandchild. Now, there are 109 in the immediate family now.
Oh,
we have two more coming. But
boy, those Bickelmars were prolific.
They procreate.
But man,
I thought, you know, there isn't really something that I can give my family that's more special. Mm-hmm. And this Father's Day tie-in that you all have invited me, I'm so grateful for, because it's a tribute to him, to all fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, on what would have been my dad's 90th birthday, I self-published the book and gave it to my family members as a tribute to him and his wisdom. And now, as I said, I wanted to capture it so the grandchildren would be able to remember him. And when you're down in the dumps or you need a little bit of advice, it's not just actions he shared, it's attitudes. It's things like how you view the world. When you're down in the dumps, what do you do about it? And one of my favorite stories that's in the book about that is his whole philosophy that sometimes it's just over the L.
Yeah, I want hold on to that story.
Okay.
It's over the L. You got to hear this story. Let's take a little break. We'll come back. We'll tell you about, you know, is it over the L? You got to hear this. First, let's check in with Johnny Roll and see what's going on with traffic. Johnny. Soft Rock 98.1 KUDL 741. We're talking to Mary B. Lucas, who wrote a book called Lunch Meat and Life Lessons, which is a memoir and tribute to her father, who was a butcher here in Kansas City, actually, and the store is still there. The family still runs it, right?
Yes.
It's at where?
704 Cheyenne. So it's right down the street, kind of off of, if you go past KU Med and you're going down over the bridge, it's right off of 7th Street in Cheyenne.
All right. And she said they have guarantees the best ribeyes.
My kids are so spoiled because and their friends come over and say, you put the Bickelmar ribeyes on the grill and it's the happiest day.
Oh, that's great.
Now, and so he was quite a insightful man.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he had an 8th grade education, but beyond that, he learned it from, you know, Hard Knocks and 10 Kids. That'll teach you a lot right there. So one of the things that he talks about is about the L. Explain that. There's something about that.
Well, as I said, I really started capturing these stories and actually taking notes whenever I'd have lunch with him. We had a big butcher block table at our home, and it was the gathering place for everybody at our house. And, you know, if you were down in the dumps, you'd go see grandpa or dad and talk to him about whatever your problem was. And that's really where the book, the name Lunch, Meat, and Life Lessons came from. My niece Amanda, she kind of pegged it, said, I'm having a down day. I need to go see grandpa and get some lunch, meat, and life lessons, because you always have salami there and cut it for you. Well, one day I was having a really down day at work, and I remember going over and talking to him. And he said to me, you're just going to have to remember. You know, he was kind of whining about work, and he said, you just have to remember some things are just over the L. And I said, what are you talking about, Dad? And he said, in 1951, there was a flood in Kansas City, Kansas, and the meat market is right down by the river. And he said they told us to evacuate and that we needed to get out of there fast because the water was rising. So I went home. I didn't think it would ever happen. You know, there's no way that the meat market would be in trouble with the water, I didn't think. And he said, I wake up the next morning and your mom's screaming at the TV, look, John, it's over the L. It's over the L. And I look up and I see on the television screen, up the hill from the meat market was the Milgram store. And it was a vertical sign, Milgrams. And the water was over the L. So you can imagine my mom's screaming, my dad's looking at it thinking, if the water's over the L, then the market's underwater.
Right.
So he said, he turned to my mom, and she's still screaming, it's over the L, and he said, let's go back to bed, it's over the L. And she said, what? And he goes, let's go back to bed. And I said, Dad, you just lost your business that you worked so hard for. And you, all you can think about is that you get to sleep in for a change? He said, no, it's what I chose to think about. It was over the L. And sometimes, Mary, you have to remember that things are over the L. And you can't do anything about them. So just remember that. And what has been so great about writing this book now, and that others, word of mouth, are starting to buy the book and read the stories, is I was in Starbucks, my favorite Starbucks over in Prairie Village. I was in Starbucks about a month after I wrote the book, and all my friends at Starbucks had read it. And there was a woman there. They were asking everybody to read it when they started work. It's what a lot of people are doing now. They give it almost as pre-work for employment. And I heard this girl, one of the new girls behind the barista working, and she dropped the hot milk. And I heard her go, oh. And she goes, it's over the L. It's over the L. I thought, I can't believe this is happening. My dad's stories are living on. But she didn't know me. She didn't know that I wrote that book. She didn't know those were my dad's stories. But she just jumped back and said, it's over the L.
It's over the L.
Can't do anything about it. It's over the L.
The name of the book is called Lunch, Meat, and Life Lessons. How does somebody get a copy of this? How can they find it?
They are available on Amazon.com. But if, again, a lot of people are buying them for Father's Day gifts and graduation gifts, and they are at Borders, both in Olathe and on Metcalf.
Okay.
Rainy Day Books, just right over here in Fairway. And they're also at Bruce Smith Drugs. And, again, Amazon.com as well.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Mary Lucas.
The butcher's daughter.
Who owns MBL Consulting. What do you consult?
I do a lot of coaching, both life coaching, executive coaching. I'm doing a lot of speaking right now with the book. The book's taking me places I never would have imagined.
Awesome.
And I'm doing a lot of training work and working with organizations to build their training departments.
Cool.
Great.
All right. Well, what a pleasure to have you on the
Thank
show.
Thank you. Yes. I so enjoyed it. And one thing before I go, I brought you both little gifts. Like my dad said, always put the comeback sauce on. So I've got a little comeback sauce to give you. So for those listeners who can't see
what
it,
is that?
A bottle of homemade comeback sauce for you.
Is this like a barbecue sauce type stuff?
It's barbecue sauce that I kind of relabeled as comeback sauce.
Oh, we're just on it. Comeback sauce. Yeah, we've got
to make a point there. Yeah. And I couldn't get your favorite candy yet. I heard you earlier talk about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't fast enough to get that, so I brought you some
comeback sauce.
Is
great. We need to hold this and keep this in here.
Yes.
So when the boss comes in and say, look, you can't get rid of us, we have comeback sauce.
98.1 KUDL.
Kansas City's favorite ride to work.
It's Dan and Darcy.
And Johnny Rowland's traffic.
On Soft Rock 98.1 KUDL. Coming